Well, back in May, we were talking about the collapse of Khan's career. Now it's all about the possible collapse of the Khan case. The sexual assault case against former IMF head Dominique Strauss-Kahn seems to be in trouble. That comes from our partner, The New York Times, who reports this morning that there are concerns over the alleged victim's credibility. Officials have told The Times that the maid has repeatedly lied to officials since the attack, or alleged attack, on the 14th of May. Reports say she also might have lied on her asylum application, and we can expect things to get pretty interesting when he arrives in court around 11 this morning. His legal team's expected to ask for his bail conditions to be relaxed. Coming to us now from Paris is David Chazan, a reporter from our partner, the BBC. And I understand, David, that things are going a little bit nutty in Paris. There are even accusations that this was a setup by Dominique Strauss-Kahn's political enemies.
Yes, and those accusations had fallen away somewhat, but after what people here in Paris are describing as a thunderbolt, with the possibility of the case collapsing, those accusations that it was a honey trap, that he was set up by his political enemies in France, or even, according to some French people, by his enemies at the IMF, all those accusations are likely to be revived. So,
David, let's focus specifically on the allegations. It appears, and this comes from prosecutors, which gives it real credibility, that apparently this accuser of Dominique Strauss-Kahn had contact with someone in a prison and that had money deposited in her account, her checking account, which suggests she might have been involved in some sort of extortion scam, an attempt to lure someone like Dominique Strauss-Kahn. Is that what is all over the Paris newspapers this morning?
Absolutely. There's been a special edition of The Figaro, which is one of the right-of-center dailies, one of the leading newspapers in the country this morning. Le Monde, which is left-of-center, but also one of the most respected French newspapers, has opened a special live page on its website. As you can imagine, it's all over the continuous news channels on the television and on radio.
Well, we're speaking with David Chazan, who's coming to us live from Paris, a reporter for our partner, the BBC. And it appears, David, that there are all kinds of questions, things that don't add up, not in necessarily in the maid's testimony of what happened that day, but in her credibility as a witness. There's questions about her asylum application. There's questions about how she got hundreds of thousands of dollars deposited into her account, and also why she has a multiple number of cell phones in her name.
That's right. So already the French media are talking about the possible rehabilitation of Dominique Strauss-Kahn, and that despite the unambiguous DNA evidence that a sexual encounter did take place. I think what you've got to remember is that there's a much higher tolerance in France for extramarital affairs and sexual dalliance than there is in the United States. And so even if it's proved, even if everybody knows that he did have sex with that woman, some kind of sex, that may not harm him all that much. And his wife, Anne Sinclair, one of France's best-known television presenters in her day and a former journalist, is sticking by him. So it is possible that he may well, he could be rehabilitated. Now, he's unlikely, nevertheless, to be the candidate for the presidential election next year of the opposition Socialist Party. The list is still open, and it will be for another couple of weeks. But apart from the calendar of the court case, it is true that Dominique Strauss-Kahn's image has been tarnished, and tarnished very badly, because this case in the US has raised all sorts of allegations against him over questionable behavior towards women in the past. And it's also triggered quite a lot of soul searching in France about attitudes in general towards the treatment of women in the workplace.
And those discussions are going to now suddenly be resurrected and continue. And there's going to be an additional discussion of what the heck is going on in the justice system in the United States, I gather.
Yes, that's right, because the French felt particularly aggrieved at the way the case was conducted in the days following Dominique Strauss-Kahn's arrest. The perp walk, which the French saw as the unnecessary parading of the accused in handcuffs, unshaven, headlines in some of the American papers like Shea Perv and Frog Legsit, were widely perceived in France as being insulting and humiliating. Mm. And, I mean, the former Socialist Prime Minister Lionel Jospin has already said that Dominic Strauss-Kahn was thrown to the wolves. So that will revive all of that debate.
And we're speaking with David Chazan, a reporter for our partner, the BBC, joins us from Paris. And David, there appears to be sort of this tension. We have on one side a number of, especially women's groups in France, who are seeing the case of Dominic Strauss-Kahn as an opportunity, as you say, to open up a discussion about the status of women there. On the other side, there are people who are actually saying that out of sympathy for what's happened to Dominic Strauss-Kahn, because there are so many people who may now believe he was targeted and victimized, that he could end up actually getting ahead in certain ways because people will see him as the victim.
Well, that's right, you know, and there's always a certain element of anti-American feeling in France.
Right.
And if he's perceived to have been humiliated by the Americans, that could actually help him. I don't think he's going to be the presidential candidate.
Ever?
But he will. Well, maybe. No, not this time. Not in 2012. Maybe later. Who knows? But he will be key in the campaign in the run-up to the election, and he may even become something of a kingmaker. He's still got a lot of supporters in the Socialist Party, and so if Dominic Strauss-Kahn has these charges thrown out, whichever presidential candidate he decides to go with will probably win the Socialist Party nomination, and it's not at all inconceivable that Dominic Strauss-Kahn could then be given a key position in the next government. So we may see him as a minister if, of course, the Socialists manage to win. But we've seen in the days after his arrest, in the weeks following his arrest, President Sarkozy, who is extremely unpopular, has managed to regain some of his popularity, but I'm willing to bet that he probably won't be feeling too good about the news that Dominic Strauss-Kahn may be rehabilitated, because he was the candidate who President Sarkozy most feared.
So Sarkozy not happy with the news today. Dominic Strauss-Kahn very happy. That's David Chazan, a reporter for our partner the BBC. He is speaking to us from Paris. Thank you so much, David. Talking about the news that possibly the case against Dominic Strauss-Kahn and the alleged sexual assault in a New York hotel may be falling apart due to questions over credibility of the victim.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.